It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Daryl Slocum, the executive director of the Sonora Area Foundation, is our guest in studio this morning. We're going to hear about a $50,000 innovation challenge in a little bit, which is an exciting new thing for the foundation that they're putting forward in 2020. But Daryl, first, if you could tell us a little bit about the history of the Sonora Area Foundation.
Happy to, and good morning. The formation of the Sonora Area Foundation, which is a community foundation, was back in 1990 when Irving J. Simons, a prominent businessman who was a longtime owner of Hales and Simons, did some research in conjunction with some other folks in town and came up with the concept of establishing a community foundation, which is a charitable organization tasked with giving out grants and scholarships in a specific geographic area.
And Irving J. Simons, people may have heard the name, but if they're not longtime residents of the county, they may not know who he is. So what was his background?
Mr. Simons was a Tuolumne County native, went to high school at Sonora High School. His father, in partnership with another man, had Hales and Simons. Irving himself went away, went to UC Berkeley, went to school, was serving in World War II. His father passed away. Mr. Simons came back to take over operation of the family business, eventually buying out Mr. Hales, and then he ran it for over 50 years.
So I imagine during that time when it was founded, he saw some nonprofits that were needing some extra help to meet ends meet?
Absolutely, and he, along with other Sonora area business people, were basically writing those checks out of their pocket. And Mr. Simons participated in that, had a real heart for Tuolumne County, and had a strong desire to see his wealth stay within the county. And that was what motivated him to establish the foundation.
And how long have you been serving as the foundation's executive director?
I had my anniversary last October, 3 years, and really loving the position and enjoying the great work that we do in the community.
And how do the individual funds work that the foundation sets up for people in the community?
We have the ability to establish charitable giving funds for businesses, clubs, organizations to help facilitate their charitable giving. Different types, including donor-advised funds, scholarships, field of interest, agency funds, etc., which allows us to partner with people in the community to fill need in the community. And it's really a major focus of the work that we do.
What are the types of grants that the foundation gives out each year?
We do a variety of grants, including our competitive grant program, which allows area nonprofits to submit a formal application for funding of a specific program. And then every other month, our board meets to review those applications and then make determinations on the submittals. And that's typically around $500,000 a year that we award through that program. In addition, we make grants from our individual donor funds, as we just discussed, but then also the scholarship funds, which are the most prominent in number. We have about 200 total funds, but over 80 scholarship funds. So awarding scholarships to Tuolumne County students is a major part of what we do.
So looking back at 2019, how did it go for the Sonora Area Foundation?
We saw an increase in almost every area. Total grants were up, especially the number of grants issued by a dramatic number. The number of dollars that we granted out, including scholarships, were increased. And we just saw an overall general increase in activity.
What were some of the big grants that were given out?
Pretty much every year we do some awards at the end of the year that are proactive, meaning the grant is not generated by an application. The board has a discussion about activity in the county and which nonprofits are having a particularly significant influence. And so the Irving J. Simons Award for 2019 was given out to Sierra Senior Providers, which have the Meals on Wheels and a number of other programs, and that was a $40,000 grant. And the Elaine Simons Baker Award, which was Mr. Simons' sister, that award was given out to Hidden Treasures of the Sierra, which is a nonprofit that does some K-12 counseling outreach over at the Juvenile Detention Center. In addition to that, we had just numerous grants given out over the course of the year, and again, exceeding numbers from the past.
You know, is it hard to pick those big awards that you mentioned, like Hidden Treasures and the Meals on Wheels program?
I think it is, from the standpoint that there are so many worthy nonprofits in our area doing terrific work, and it's really a matter of identifying which specific program is on fire at that particular time, from the standpoint of they're really fitting a need in the community and doing exemplary work, and that's what the board talks about in the application or the nomination process, and ultimately those are the nonprofits that are awarded.
Last month, during the Clark Broadcasting Interfaith Cash Drive, the Sonora Area Foundation again stepped up and its donors. What can you tell us about that?
Well, again, that was another example of a proactive grant. Our board have been quite supportive of Interfaith throughout the years, and very much aware of the Clark Broadcasting Cash Drive, and also aware of the ability to partner with our donors. And so the board of the Sonora Area Foundation made a matching grant offer, which was quickly exceeded by our donors and allowed us to participate in the cash drive, which we think is a very worthwhile program.
When you talk to various nonprofits in the community, what are you hearing in regards to need right now? Is it increasing at all or staying about the same?
It depends on which particular area of need you're talking about. For the most part, at minimum, the need is the same as it has been, and in many cases, it's increasing, again, just depending on the area.
You know, next thing I want to get into is a big announcement that was made for 2020. It's an innovation grant challenge. If you could tell us a little bit about this, how this came about, and how it all works.
Well, I'd love to. It just so happens to coincide with our 30th anniversary. Again, we were founded in 1990, so 2020 represents our 30th anniversary. And in thinking about what we might want to do to celebrate that anniversary, we spent some time thinking about the role that we play in supporting our nonprofit organizations, and giving grants to those organizations and supporting them financially is a major part of what we do, but we also feel like we have an obligation to support them in other ways. And through that process, we focused on the idea that our nonprofits are very busy organizations, pretty caught up in their day-to-day work, and finding time to do strategic planning or think in terms of what novel program could engage in or might be out there for them to participate in is something that's hard for them to find time for. So we came up with a way to hopefully inspire and motivate them to carve out some time and spend some time thinking about what would they do if they could do anything, and trying to vet or to uncover that significant idea that would benefit not only a particular nonprofit, but hopefully our entire area.
We'll pick up on this conversation in just a minute. We're talking with Daryl Slocum, who is the executive director of the Sonora Area Foundation. He's our guest on this weekend's Motherload Views. Next week on Motherload Views, we'll be joined in studio by Debbie Bautista, Tuolumne County Clerk and Auditor Controller. She's going to be talking about some big changes that are coming up to the voting system for the March primary. You'll want to tune in next week to hear about that on Motherload Views. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment, talking with Daryl Slocum, is coming up in just a minute.